Joe, thank you very much for joining us today.
You bet. Glad to be here, Aaron.
And with the new year coming up, lots of people make New Year's resolutions in terms of finances. That's one of the big things, you know, finances and being healthy. And there's a lot of things people can do with their money in order to get off to a good start this new year. What are some things that you think people should be doing?
You know, one of the first things I'll say is almost to back it up to the end of the year instead of the new year. And I think end of the year is a great time to really just take stock on the past year, take stock of where your finances are, where your investments are, where your planning is. And going forward into the new year, I always encourage people to establish the budget, try to live by a budget, really keep track of what you spend, where you spend, try to bring it all together, and hopefully establish a plan that gets you where you're hoping to be someday in life.
And with that budget, what are some good ways to itemize it?
Sure, that's a great question, and this is great for anybody of any age, but young people, I really encourage, to begin with, you have to know where you spend your money. And it's amazing, and I'm guilty of it myself, you don't even really realize where it goes. So you have to go back through a few months of your checkbook, see, you know, what went, household expenses, utilities, food, and then we all seem to blow too much just on discretionary, and you start to get a hold on what that is. And then going forward, you try to budget yourself and try to limit yourself to, okay, we know this is coming. Let's make sure it's set aside. Let's make sure where we are. And in my line of work, of course, I'm always encouraging or begging people, you know, include paying yourself into part of that, paying savings into part of that to make sure that, first of all, you can take care of emergencies and needs that can come up. And then secondly, build a financial future for yourself.
And with that, obviously, it probably will vary based on people's income, but is there any kind of set percentage goal that people should have when they're saving money for themselves?
Well, you're right. The budget's going to determine that, and we all have different needs or family sizes, things like that. But 10% is a nice number. That if you can train yourself early on to set aside 10% of what you bring home, set that aside in a safe account, it doesn't take long. After a few years, you've built up a decent little savings that you can handle life's emergencies that can come up. Then once you have called a slush fund, of emergency fund that's put together, then you can start to expand on that. Now part of that 10% that comes away goes into more of a long-term investment plan or an IRA or something to look ahead. That no matter what your age is, you have to realize someday you'd like to retire more than likely. Like to quit going to work maybe, so you need the money to do that. So after you've taken care of your basic needs, set aside for a slush fund, then as that builds up, you can start to plan on some investments.
And then I guess that's a good point looking forward, looking ahead. What are some things that people should be doing?
Well, anybody that follows the news whatsoever, we know it's been kind of a tricky time in the investment world really for a few years now. But long term, especially for young people, long term, the stock market really has performed very well. I know it's been ugly the last few years, but if you've stayed the course, frankly, things have come out ahead over the last few years. So, you know, find a good diversified mutual fund, find something that you know you can be comfortable with. And then one of the very hardest things to do is almost close your eyes and let it do what it does a little bit. And not let short-term events affect your long-term goals.
And do you see that a lot, especially recently with kind of the up and down turmoil in the market? Have you seen a lot of concern with people talking to you, and how do you help calm them?
Well, it's fear really drives all of us, and you get very nervous with some of the things going on. But I go back to that phrase, you know, these are short-term events. You know, if you have a long-term goal, I mean, you're a young man, Aaron, you have a long time before you want to retire. So the stock market in its simplest form is you're really taking ownership in the U.S. economy. You're taking ownership in companies. And I ask simple questions. Do you think a company like 3M or General Electric is going to be worth more 30 years from now than it is today? More than likely. You know, the cost of things goes up. The value of things goes up. The products they sell go up in value. So if you can really keep an ultra long-term mindset when you invest, you can come out okay.
So really, just like you said, close your eyes, don't focus so much on the turmoil when you're going that long-term investing. You got to think 10, 20 years ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a long-term. Long-term's not just a couple years. You know, if you have a short-term need, you know, you're saving for a car in a couple years, well then don't put it in the stock market. That's simply too risky. If you're 30 years old and want to retire in 30 years, that's a long time. 30 years is a long time to allow your money to grow, allow the economy to go through multiple cycles, and I think you'll be happy with the results when it gets here.
Is there a year marker that you advise people on? Like if, say, they're looking 8 years, 10 years in the future, they should go more likely to something like a stock market, or in, you know, 3 years, less likely?
Yeah, and those numbers aren't too bad. You know, if you have 5 years or less, I just don't think it's worth the risk. The downside might be a little more dangerous than what the upside could bring for you. But when you get out 8, 9, 10 years or more, whether it be for college planning for a very young child or retirement planning for a person that has that far, the stock market typically has outperformed the other avenues.
All right. Is there any other tips that you would give people for their money for the new year to help them get off to a good start in 2012 and beyond?
No, just in short is take care of your own. I think we're so quick to make sure that we've paid the electric company and paid the bank for our mortgage, and not that you need to quit doing those things, but just make sure you're on the list. Make sure you pay yourself also and set something aside to help yourself out.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Joe.
You bet. Thanks for coming.